That's right. Mrs. Fanny Benami, Director General, Valuvaya, Ambassador von Ungern-Sternberg, colleagues and dear friends. I am honored to be here today representing the State of Israel and the Jewish people as we commemorate International Holocaust Day. Today, exactly 76 years ago, Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp was liberated. Auschwitz, the largest concentration and death camp, was more than just another camp. It became a symbol of the final solution, the systematic mass murder of the Jewish people. Today is a very emotional day. We mourn every town, every community, every family, each and every individual. We mourn the loss of an entire world, indeed 6 million worlds, obliterated by the powers of evil and hatred. At the same time today, we must also remember and honor the survivors, those who as children were rushed away from their families and loved ones, those who succeeded in hiding, those who were able to join the resistance, those who survived the ghettos and the camps, and those who were spared the gas chambers, those who at the end of the war emerged from the depths of evil and darkness and chose life. This is a generation of heroic deeds, a generation which contributed to every aspect of Israel society and to the Jewish community around the world. A generation who educated us not only about the dangers of hatred and destruction, but of the need to understand, of mutual respect, and of human dignity. We must now ensure that future generations are taught the same. At the end of World War II and the Holocaust, the world pledged never again. But here we are today, 76 years after the Shoah. We should all be alarmed by the rise of antisemitism and racism. We should all be alarmed when European Jews are once again living in fear, when we see more and more antisemitic attacks against Israel and Israelis, and when Holocaust denial is on the rise. In gathering today, we need to make clear that the powerful lessons of the Holocaust are universal, and that the responsibility to educate and act in preventing genocide extends well beyond Israel and well beyond the Jewish people. Against the reemergence of antisemitism, intolerance, and fundamentalism, all people of all faiths and all communities must send the message, never again, clear and loud, both in words and in action. The Holocaust was not just a tragedy for the Jewish people. It was a tragedy for the entire humankind. It is now our moral duty to ensure that the lessons of the Holocaust are taught and continue to be taught for future generations. Thank you.